With me in the studio is John Moe, an accomplished runner, and he's here to share some marathon tips. Welcome to the show, John.
Hi, Christine. Thanks for having me.
John, you ran the Boston Marathon. How did that go?
Well, it's, you know, like any story in life, there's always more than one facet involved. It started with my son. When he was 14 years old, he joined a school cross-country team, and it brought back a flood of memories when I went out to watch him run. He turned out to be a pretty good runner for his age, and I wanted to get involved. The only problem was I was 50 pounds overweight, and I had a pack and a half a day smoking habit. So things would have to change if I was going to become a marathon runner.
So how did you do it?
Well, it's funny thing is I started running first before I quit smoking. I just forced myself to do it. It was very hard. I was 43 years old, and all I did was I decided to try to go a half an hour nonstop, and I went out 15 minutes along the seawall at Vancouver's Stanley Park, and I turned around and went back, and it was it's harder than any run I've ever done in my life, that very first one.
So tell us about your first marathon.
Well, I started to improve every day. And finally, after still not quitting smoking, I ran a half marathon. And that's when I realized that I was I barely made it to the finish line. And it was 2 weeks later that I quit. And so I quit smoking in September of 97. And in 99, I was ready to run my first marathon. And I made the podium at the Victoria Marathon. I came second in my age group. And I realized that right away I'd qualified to run Boston. And that became my target.
Indeed, it was your target. So how did you do?
Well, in my first marathon in 2001, I was 46 years old. And I came 33rd in my age group. But I ran a personal best. By then, I had run three marathons by the time I got to Boston, including Boston. And I ran 2 hours and 45 minutes and change. And I was very, very pleased. I felt I could have done even better. And I looked forward to, I wanted to go back. I had to go back one more time. And eventually I did return.
So you ran Boston twice.
That's correct. My second time at Boston was in 2005, and this time in the 50-year-old to 59 category, I finished in second place in my division, which was quite a thrill for me to be on the podium in such a world-class event. And I haven't raced since. I've just I run now for my own enjoyment and just trying to not always successfully just to maintain my conditioning.
Would it be fair to say, John, that you're the Rocky of marathoning? You know, having that you quit smoking, losing weight, and you know, share tips, marathon tips for, you know, someone who's never run a marathon and or who wants to follow in your footsteps.
Well, I'd be happy to, Chris. First of all, I want to say that I had no coach in my years of training. For the marathon, I never had a coach to direct me. And sometimes I would ask guys who have run marathons for some tips. And one fellow, you know, would tell me something that another fellow would disagree with. So you basically have no choice but to figure it out on your own once you're out there. And I have figured out a few things, starting with do not confuse your training for a 10-kilometer or even a half marathon with the much tougher full marathon distance. The longer the race, the more kilometers are required just to run nonstop to the finish line. If you're running 50 kilometers a week, which is about 30 miles, to get ready for a 10-kilometer race, you will need to increase your training mileage by 50% to maintain your fitness level for a half marathon and another 50% just to make the marathon finish line without too much trouble. Put in the miles in order to run well.
Okay. Well, so is a marathon doable? Can anyone run a marathon?
I would have to say no to that. Not anyone can run a marathon. It would be dangerous, in my opinion, for someone who is very overweight, because it puts such a massive strain on your heart to carry that weight in a running motion for 42 kilometers. And I also think that there are others that could have weakened hearts, even those who are not overweight. People who are not trained would be ill-advised to run a marathon. You should be building up to the marathon by running in 10K races, by running in half marathon races, and then adding to your half marathon training miles in order to before you're going to run your very first marathon. That's my opinion, at least.
It would be advisable to see a doctor before engaging in any activity.
Absolutely, especially for somebody who's contemplating running the marathon. Three people have died in the last few years, running the Boston Marathon and the Toronto Waterfront Marathon. I believe two people died within the last couple of years. And several years ago, there were several deaths, at least two, in a 10K race in Toronto. So any distance, 6 miles or longer, could be very dangerous, depending on whether you're properly hydrated and whether you're properly trained for the event that you're doing.
Again, see a doctor before starting an exercise program. And well, good advice, John. And I wanted to thank you very much for coming on the show. And let's run with it with Christine Blanchette.
Thank you very much, Christine.
That was, you know what?
We can't.